12.4 million views. No murder had ever had more witnesses.
All most people want is to be remembered. Oh, no one admits it, of course. But remembrance is everything people strive for, every dream and desire. Who hasn't scratched their initials into a desk just to make a mark upon some small piece of the world? What is a longing for love, if not the desire to know your life had impact? That you were a single red strand in someone else's gray life? Well, I don't want to be remembered. Remembrance implies reflection. I want to be immediate, to be fleeting and now. I want to control a room, to command a single second of time, and to be gone the moment it's over. The mark of any good show is that you cannot remember it, no matter how much you yearn to. That from the very second the curtains close, the whole thing slips through your fingers like grains of sand until all you're left with, if you're lucky, is the feeling. You should be struck by the sense that something incredible is gone. No matter how much happiness it brings you, any good performance should be tinged with loss. What differentiates icons, true icons, from celebrities is that they are not simply a person of renown. They're a moment of impression, a fixed point of creation. When I'm gone, I don't want to be a memory. I want to be a feeling that lingers long after my bones are gone from this world. I want to have impact. I want to be impact.
Rhys Sutton, audition tape. Iconic. Can I smoke in here? Kalpana asks, already pulling a cigarette from a hemp case and fumbling a lighter in her shaking hands.
This is a police station, ma'am, the taller officer says, standing behind a chair he now leans against.
Yeah, in Portugal, Kalpana says. You have a bunch of weird laws about these things. The officer takes a breath.
No, you cannot smoke in here.
Kalpana narrows her eyes before slipping the self-rolled cigarette back into its case. All right. Can we make this quick, then? We haven't even started yet, and I already need a break.
A man is dead, the shorter officer says, voice quiet, but with the sort of edge that cuts most witnesses.
For Kalpana, it barely registers. Yeah, because he was an idiot. It was an accident, wasn't it? She asks, fingers twitching on the table without a cigarette to keep them steady.
Well, that's what we're here to find out.
Isco's head rests in his hands, or rather, his hands cover his face. It's difficult to tell which.
I'm sorry, the taller officer says.
Isco isn't sure whether they failed to say their names or if he'd just been sobbing through their introductions. But he catches a French accent, then clocks that this is no local investigation. Though, of course, why would it be?
No, I'm sorry. I will be together soon. To see a thing like that.
His voice catches, and he dissolves into tears again.
I can't believe it. Which is ridiculous, I suppose. It almost feels like nothing else could have happened.
The detectives share a look. The shorter man's laced with a contempt that he doesn't bother to mask as he turns back to Isco.
What do you mean by that?
Isco looks up through watery eyes, dazed and disoriented, like he is in shock to find himself there with these men. It is as though he does not remember leaving the island, like a part of him is still clawing at the beach, begging it to give back all that it took.
Do you know what happens when you put people like us together? People with so much passion it bleeds? So much desperate need to be something, to do something, to become something? Do you know what happens when you put us all in a house in the middle of a deserted island?
There is a pause,